When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, heroes, and welcome to another exciting episode of One Shot. I'm Tracy Barnett, your host and narrator. Heroes, today we continue with part two of Havoc Brigade. I can't wait for you to hear this. I'm not going to make you wait any longer. Let's get to the show!
You nosed the cow?
Yes.
The
no.
Cow?
No. He nosed the moose with a horse head and a small child's toy in the throat.
No. Cow is actually an acronym.
For what?
Please.
For what? Do it right now.
Yeah.
For.
No?
Cunning. Yeah, no, I can do this. Cunning. Only. Wow.
Hard cut. We are coming up the southern road. Now, many people might question how we got to the southern road from the northeast corner. Shut up. Ox is bent over, essentially like a transformer. Like, everyone has seen the thing where, like, some very, very good parent has made their child a transformer costume where you kind of can lay down and look like a car. That's what we got Ox doing. I assume Wrench is inside the cow operating the machinery.
Totally.
For what could have just been an animal pulling a cart. Didn't need to do this. And where are Profanius and the goblins in this terrifying system?
Do I fit in the...
It's the size of a moose.
Certainly, of course. Why wouldn't you? I mean, I can think of a multitude of reasons why you wouldn't, but I'm terrified of saying no because Wally will have a justification for why I'm wrong, and I just don't want to hear them. They scare me.
I am inside the cow with Wrench.
I gotta assume that means the goblins are playing the role of farmer.
They are, yes. In the trench coat.
Okay. Are the goblins on the wagon driving the cow or walking alongside the cow, just so that we can all have a
sitting on top of Ox.
Fantastic.
Holding the reins.
This is correct.
Snot is playing the left arm.
Yep.
And Stab is playing the right arm, holding the reins. So there's a lot of communication happening in the chest area as they coordinate with each other.
I'm going to ratchet up the suspicion by two because, again, this is an abomination unto every god, most demons, and a couple, like, just eldritch beings.
One true god. All demons and one true god.
Yes, one true god and many inferior and just usurpers. So.
No, we had to leave usurpers back at camp with the two heads.
Yes. So as the wagon is approaching the city, you can see, like, there are farmers who off in the distance are not paying any mind to this. The general silhouette is proper enough. It's not until you get closer and you start to get this little town that's sort of sprung up around just where the farmers will line up, and sometimes, you know, if you can't get into the city, they set up a little market here. Right now, lots of crops. Very, very quaint. Stalls selling produce. There's a couple, like, just outside of an inn where they've set up, like, a couple of meat pies, various baked goods, leading up to Sparrowgate, where there is a line of about four carts loaded down with things like flowers, and you can see the sort of, basically, meat. These are the caterers coming in for the wedding. I'm also going to give up the game on this one. The merger of the two armies is the wedding, when the prince and the princess of a neighboring town, a city, will be expanding their reach. As you get closer, heads are starting to turn a little bit. Now, they're not immediately asking any questions, but at the same time, this horse, cow, moose, possibly also a cow because, you know, female moose are cows, so technically correct, but people are, like, it's drawing attention. No one is willing to go closer. Yet.
I would like the goblins to really lean into that.
Yep.
I would like to sort of combine my distraction and hiding skills to create what is very much a sense of somebody else's problem.
All right.
Goal here is to make it look like someone else is going to handle that. And to have Goblet is up doing the head and is wearing a big cap pulled down in order to kind of give the impression of a human head on the top of the coat. And is talking loudly about having to pick up the best parts to take them away.
Oh no.
Because that's why they realized their cart was empty. They got up to the gate and realized everybody else had things in their cart. And obviously they don't have any things in their cart. So they're talking about how they have to go collect the best parts and take them away in their cart. Kind of just talking to themselves.
That's terrifying. Yeah, so currently your difficulty is at 12.
Mm-hmm.
I'm honestly just going to give you an extra die because I'm afraid and I wouldn't ask any questions just at baseline. And I'm allowed to do that because I'm the DM and I said so. So I want you to tell me what all you're using to make this work.
So I'm using, I'm using some combination of distraction and hiding.
So you can invoke a skill.
So
distraction.
Let's say distraction. So one dice for that. I've also got some equipment. The coat is obviously key.
Yes.
To the whole situation.
So four dice.
As is the wig.
We were not informed of the wig previously. That is an important detail, and I like it.
It's under the hat.
Yeah.
Which is also on my equipment list.
Are we using the hat as well?
Yeah, using the hat as well. Clarification on the hat, though.
Yes.
This may or may not assist. It's just this is the only hat the goblins have. It is a top hat.
You know. Honestly, kind of plays in a little better, because when the dude with the top hat rolls in on a wagon with an abomination cow, really does feed into the I don't want to know.
Somebody else's problem field.
Yeah.
So those are the main ones, and I would argue that this is the main drive to help the orcs accomplish their mission is pretty clear cut.
Okay. We are at a total of 8.
Is that 8
dice? Satisfied?
Yeah, I like to be able to talk my way in.
Okay.
Question, though.
Yeah.
Is it possible that because I added in a very amazing audio device on the TCB, TCB stands for Totally Convincing Bovine, by the way.
Mm. Yep.
That is, of course it's just a child's toy of the moo. Would that also add in a dice to it?
Absolutely not.
Okay. I just figured I'd put it out there into the ether to perhaps it would work.
No. That is a fair point. And I think that will play into the dead good element of if you want to use one of your uses of that, like, no, this plan should work. Absolutely. But for now.
Oh, absolutely stoner. We got 6.
That's already a success.
18 already. We got, there's a 2 1s, so we're on 20, 28, and a 6 as well is 34.
Okay. As you are coming up, there is one guard who is on break. As you're sort of coming into this line, like the line is moving forward and becoming more compressed. Like they're just getting closer. No one's actually moving up. No one's getting through the gate. They're just getting further from you. There are vendors who have closed up shop because they're terrified that whatever this strange being on the cart is will come over and ask to buy something. There is one guard who looks over, and you see the hand immediately go to the sword as if they're going to like approach and just be ready for combat. And Stabby just kind of expands the sleeve a little bit, just pulls it so that his eyes are sticking out, makes eye contact with the guard, and shows him a knife. The guard backs down. As you wait, there is, you know, the line for lack of a better word, customs. It's just checking registries, asking for people's information, and like way up at the front, everything is moving smooth. Cart goes through, line moves up. next cart is uncomfortable and a little weirded out, and the guard is now occasionally looking up like, what's going on, looking down the line. And you're slowly approaching until finally everyone is fully on edge. We're at a suspicion level of 5 for the district surrounding the city. As you pull up and the guard looks down at his papers, sees the end of sort of the people who are supposed to be coming in for the wedding, just goes, all right, can I ask your business in the city of Freeburg?
We're here to collect the best parts.
Okay. And you...
We have a job
best
that a human has given us to do. And we're going to do the job in an official capacity.
In an official capacity. Mm-hmm. Best parts of... And given by...
Yes.
I'm sorry. Can I ask what you're transporting in? Because your cart, it's...
No.
Breathing?
I hold my breath.
No, you cannot.
The cart has just been like... I like to imagine that there have been wheels bolted onto the side here for aesthetic. They have not been used. Ox has been walking the entire time. And the cart has been like visibly shifting with her breath. The moment that gets called out, as you said, Haley, it's just a little... Everything just holds tight. Listen, sir, can I ask your name? Can I ask who was bringing you in? Can I ask what...
Nope.
And you see him make eye contact with the dude who is on break, who's like still like keeping his distance, but is watching this entire thing unfold. Basically with the expression of a man who would like to do something, but is absolutely uncertain of what that thing should be. He looks and just...
We have to go in the city now.
I appreciate that you have important work given to you by, and he takes a note, a human. I really need to know what specifically that job is. This accent has meandered in wild directions and I don't understand what I'm doing with it anymore. I need to know what parts.
No, you don't.
I need to know what parts. I need to know what parts you're going to collect. I finished it. You have to address it now.
No, I don't.
Okay, we're gonna be searching the cart now, and we're up to 6 suspicion, and I'm gonna need you to do something to prevent the search of the entirely warranted.
Activate something.
Nitro.
Release. Release methane valve, and I pull a lever, and the cow farts.
Now I have to ask, Wally.
Yeah.
Is this something you're requesting to have mechanical effect?
Yes.
Or is this... Okay, cool.
Yes.
I just got to check if this is a fluff thing.
I'm 100% going hard with this, yes.
Yep. So, you're at a difficulty of 18 to beat.
Okay.
Outline your role for me.
So... I have skills about knowing about machines.
Yes, and you did build this machine, so you're at 2 so far.
Yes, okay.
I'm willing to give you the cow itself as a piece of equipment that you have in fact built.
Okay, cool.
We'll say the cow has 3 uses.
Okay. I'm going to use this one use to release methane gas, which is just something he has there to release pressure from the machine, because, you know, machines require fuel, and you need to release the fuel somehow.
No, that makes sense, I suppose.
Yes. And I am going to use... that's all I can... I think that's all I can really use for this. Yeah, that's all the equipment I can use.
Okay. So, for the record, your difficulty is 18 and you're rolling 3 dice. So this needs to be...
I need one
3 sixes.
I need one way to beat to try to push this over.
I can make a pitch if you'd like.
Okay.
Mayhem.
Oh.
I have an additional thing that I could add, which may still feed into mayhem. It doesn't necessarily mean there isn't mayhem.
Yep.
But among my code is Bang, the resident goblin explosives expert, who has, and I quote, a suspicious amount of dynamite.
So the way mayhem works is you take all of the suspicion dice I have added and you roll them in addition to your check. The difficulty is going to get reset to 6.
Okay.
It's just... suspicion is going to get reset to 2, which is a difficulty of 6. I say this despite every gut instinct in me saying, please just let them use the dynamite. You can hold on to the dynamite for later, because doing mayhem is going to already basically guarantee success.
But also, methane is equally...
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no, like, yeah.
So we could.
You don't need to use both your explosives. Always good to have spare explosives on hand.
And how many mayhems do we have?
Every one of you has a mayhem.
Oh, I do have a mayhem, yes. My mayhem is rapid destructive invention.
Yes. So what I'm going to propose is this methane lever does not in fact exist. But this cow, again, loose with the word, does use methane fuel. So this is you rerouting, rebuilding, okay, and just generally rejiggering this whole system.
Totally does that. Yeah, he totally does that.
That feels good?
Yeah.
Fantastic. All right. Then just for degree of success, because your difficulty at the moment is 6, mm-hmm. you're going to be rolling 7 dice, which you may note as literally impossible to roll less than 6.
Oh, God. That's 4...
Don't jinx
it. 6 is already. That's 24. 25.
30. 30 is slightly more than 6. Wally.
Yes.
Describe your mayhem.
Okay. So, like, you see it like a kind of like a like one of those split screens where you see this guard like walking their way towards this cow about to like inspect everything, and you see inside, you see Wrench feverishly grabbing tubes, hooking them up somewhere else, grabbing something, grabbing it, attaching it somewhere else, pulls out a little wrench, turns, cranks it.
Profanius is sitting immediately next to you, just occasionally being knocked out of the way by just frantic motion.
And then right at that moment when the guard is about to walk up to the cow, like touch the cow,
we get the third split screen where the other guard has now fully drawn the sword and is approaching up. The gate is down. Like, it's not the full like castle gate. It's just like that standard arm that comes up and down to allow people through.
And you, as soon as the guard is about to go to the cow, you hear this long... as he releases the methane gas from the cow.
This all leaks out. It's a very slow, drawn-out thing. Just enough to make everybody stop. And just all the screens merge as yours... We basically pull out from you on that, like, frantic last motion. And we get to the outside of the cow. And then we get the screen of the cow, the screen of the one guard approaching from one side, other guard, and we get it all in frame. There's the slow leak, and everybody stops. And then the spark hits. And the cow explodes forward through the barrier. Just rolls, head over heels, many, many heels, not necessarily the right length away from the body, as this whole system just rolls into an alleyway, breaks sight of the guards. I'm going to imagine that you immediately, when it rights itself, walk it further in just around the corner. The guards are thrown back from the force of the blast. They are laying on the ground trying to pick themselves up. The goblins are left holding on to the ox's armor just inside this cart.
That's also
the ox. Yeah, the cart is also an acronym. We're not going to... Work it out at home, listeners. This is left as an exercise for the reader. Please tweet at Aram Varchin with what you think Cart stands for. Ox, how do you handle this?
You're running. I'm going so fast.
Just immediately. Yeah. The cart explodes forward down the alleyway. There's a moment where like the guards are starting to pick themselves up, and the ox just stands up from cart pose, looks around, run.
Me and all the goblins that are attached to me.
Yep. Stinky Pete has fallen out of the trench coat and just holding onto the tail of it, waving in the background as the Havoc Brigade enters the city of Freeburg.
Hello, heroes, and welcome to the midroll. Heroes, we have a new show on the One Shot Podcast Network. It's 2006 in Mystery County Superior, and life in the 51st state is weird. It'll take a group of underexperienced teenage monster hunters and their well-meaning mentor to set things right in this improvised actual play Monster of the Week podcast. It's Mystery County Monster Hunters Club, and you definitely, definitely need to go check it out.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And with that out of the way, let's get back to the show.
As the one true God intended.
As the one true God intended.
There's no other way it could have gone, really. This was the only plan,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, it's the only plan that could have possibly worked.
Yep.
Is building an abomination cyborg moose cow and making it fart its way through the door. That
yeah.
is...
Yeah.
Like you ever watch Invader Zim and you're like, how does Zim like pull this off? It's just that. It's the same yeah. thing, you know?
Same thing.
Like, I don't know that I've ever watched Invader Zim and thought, how does Zim pull this off?
I mean...
honestly, this is a situation where I would agree. It is best to not ask questions. So we're going to cut forward. I'm going to say about an hour. The goblins know enough to suggest laying low for a little bit. And the team sort of has to recollect itself. In the sort of, for lack of a better word, borough of Greenside in the city of Freeburg, you've basically found yourselves down an alley, a little ways away. Just from the sheer smell of it, you know the zoo is nearby. Also conveniently, by the smell of it, you can track the cow, so it's not too hard for the party to reunite. I am going to assume that Wrench is now outside of the cow running some minor structural repairs. I mean, that was not a function it was intended to have, but now that we've realized we can make it work, the next draft can certainly be built with this in mind.
Oh, he's totally doing that. He's totally, like, making sure that it's okay for the next time around.
Profanius, what are you up to?
I think Profanius is praying.
Mm-hmm.
And is just one true God. When I call, please give me your miracle. It would be nice to have the cultists pop up, but you will tell me what is the right miracle.
Every now and then, as you're praying, you just look around and you can see in the sewers, like under grates, scampering through like the trash, are just the ambient native goblins of town. Goblins on their own, usually not enough of a problem. They're left. There are some in the city. They just kind of pop up. And every once in a while, as you're praying, there's just the quiet murmur. Bokakuruk. Bokakuruk. They're just reinforcing the prayers, because every goblin knows we want the orcs to succeed. In the time where you've been trying to find them, Ox, the goblins, what have you gotten up to? Has this been a straight line trying to just meet up with the party, or are you... thing.
No, I feel like we... I feel like we use a very simple strategy.
Mm.
Yep.
It's guaranteed to succeed.
I love that.
Which is the ox goes back to looking like a cart,
mm-hmm.
and the goblins go back to looking like an impeccably dressed farmer yep. in a wig and top hat.
Uh-huh.
Pulling the cart by hand.
Now, I do have to say, the trench coat obviously stays. Just because it's important for aesthetics. Because you only have one use for each bit of equipment in the goblins, you have lost the top hat and wig. I assume
right,
they were blown off.
That also makes sense physically from the fact that
the explosion.
Exploded.
Yeah, no, yeah. That, yeah. That feels tracked. However, what they can use instead is...
Oh, God.
I also have on this list assorted moss.
Yeah, that's just green hair.
And some stolen glasses. So I figure I can use the moss and the glasses to kind of jury rig something kind of temporary.
And now it's a different farmer. Yeah. They'll never
it's a different
find
farmer.
Us.
We're avoiding detection.
Whole new persona.
It's perfect. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. How do you find the cow?
You did say it would be easy.
By scent, you can absolutely do it. I'm just curious to know if you had an alternate plan. That's fair. It is a slightly shorter man than the farmer that was riding the cart previously, pulling the cart, because ahead of them is Stinky Pete on all fours, nose to the ground, despite the fact that the smell is in the air, sniffing just wildly.
No, the farmer's the same height. He just only has one arm now.
Oh, no. Ah,
of course. My mistake. Because, I'm being ridiculous.
Because
Stinky Pete was one of the arms.
Because Stinky was one of the arms, whereas Bang and I can't remember what the cleric's name is. Snot. Bang and Snot are the legs.
Yeah.
No, Snot was one of the other arms. And Bang and Brain are the legs. And because everyone knows they have to be the legs, because the brain is in the foot.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Of course.
So now there's only one arm, though.
It's worth noting at this point that here we're working on the Warhammer Orc biology, where they are a fungal creature. And you can't tell us we're wrong about how mushroom people biology works. So again, if you have any objection to the idea that a goblin's brain is in its foot, please send complaints to @Arombardian.
On Twitter.
All right. After a little while, getting sidetracked, because every once in a while, Stinky Pete does find something that just smells good and just kind of tracks it for a little while before being put back on track. Quick little, one of the legs scrambles forward, kicks him a little bit. Okay, sorry.
That's Brain.
Well, he, of course, brains of the operation. And you come upon a little sort of makeshift workshop with Profanius praying in the corner. The team is back together. What is the plan?
The zoo.
We should head through the zoo, because the zoo has the parts that we need. Well, I need, but that we all could use somehow.
We're somewhere around over here.
French, are you going to get into shenanigans with animal parts at the zoo?
That's why we're here, right? Yeah, that's.
We're here to break them out so they run around with all their parts and cause a commotion. So we go.
They don't need all their parts.
No, they don't. I mean,
we just need the most important parts. And do you know what the most important parts for running around are?
The feet. It's a feet.
I'm so wildly concerned with how this is going to go.
So is Profanius, and he's going to keep it to himself.
That's fair.
I just got to say, side note, I thought that Stinky Pete was just a goblin corpse this whole time, and that's why Pete is stinky. I was so confused. I was like, okay.
I can see why you might have thought that, because they did tell you that he hadn't breathed in 4 days. But the thing was, what you need to understand is Goblet, who told you that, believed it to be true because Stinky Pete told him that he hadn't breathed.
It's also worth noting that as a large fungus, you really kind of respire just through ambient diffusion of oxygen. Like, sometimes you make the breathy motion because, you know, it's a habit. You learn it from people. You don't need to. You could just stop.
Oh, I stopped making the breathing motion ages ago. Reducing the breathing motion equals up to more brain powers that I can use.
It connects you to the one true God.
But you see, breathing, that is one rhythm that the body does automatically. That's more brain power being put into it. I rather take the brain power that I'm putting into that, you know, reflexive motions, and put it towards more suitable things, like wondering, can I put a rat on the back of a bird and still let the bird fly?
And that is why your body is weak and small.
This is the first words out of Ox's mouth upon walking back into the clearing. It's just like, this conversation is happening, and then just bolt upright from cart mode.
Yeah.
You are weak. You are small.
I don't want to be a cart anymore.
Oh, well, I suppose we don't need the cart disguise anymore. We are inside.
Wonderful. The cart pieces are bolted to me.
Oh,
so I am ready to be
will
a cart again at any time.
Yeah, this is just, it's good to have in the back pocket. Haley, please add to your equipment. I think there's a section for scavenge stuff.
Okay.
You have cart mode.
Excellent.
We're going to say two uses of cart mode.
love having two uses of cart mode. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, truly a kind and generous DM. So, the plan at the moment is two words long. The zoo.
Blow up the gates so the animals can get out.
Ooh.
So now, like, eight words long.
Yeah.
Free the zoo. Three words. More efficient.
There we go.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. Okay. At the moment, the town is a little bit more of a bustle than usual. Like I said, based on the schedule, you understand this grand ceremony. The wedding is going to happen this evening, which means that there's a bunch of rich folks in town who are just killing time. So the Plaza of Flowers, a little bit to the east, like when you were coming in, you could see the crowds and like basically a full-blown festival. And anybody who is interested in seeing these exotic forms of wildlife, like a lion or a crocodile or, you know, a moose, but like not in the woods where you can like really look at them, they've made their way to the zoo. You can hear the vague cacophony of animal sounds. You can smell the vague cacophony of animal. And also, just like I said, the crowd running in and out. The main giveaway is the snow cones. One person, the goblins caught this while they were walking past, mentioned just how we should go back to the zoo more often. I really like the snow cones. And Brain put it together. That is, okay, so if we go there, they have snow. No one knows how this is going to be useful yet. Here's hoping it is.
We're from the mountains where it's cold. We know about snow.
Yeah. These people, not so much. Snow is a luxury. I don't know how they're making snow cones, whatever. Anyway, you've got a general sense of direction. I want to know, how do you want to approach this? There is a front gate where you kind of can get around and scope it out, see where people are at. They're coming in and out. There are obviously very tall fences.
Is there like a delivery entrance for like bringing in new animals?
Of course there is.
Because we have this moose.
We have an animal for them.
We have an animal that, from their perspective, is very new.
Yeah, from everyone's perspective.
It's exotic.
Incredibly so. Yeah. The delivery entrance is staffed essentially by one woman. She is not even really working the delivery entrance. She's on her lunch break and sitting there because it's away from where all of, like, the people keep moving through. So with the goblins scampering around, being able to just sort of rustle up information from the ambient city goblins, you know where you're headed. How do you approach the delivery gate with a new animal for the zoo?
Does anyone else want to play human this time? I mean, we're happy to keep being the human. Ooh, but if anyone else wants to be a human.
I think Profanius would be great as the human.
Yeah.
Because they actually...
You want to borrow my moss and glasses
yes.
for the disguise? Okay, you can have our moss and glasses for the disguise.
Short and squat. Profanius wearing now moss on their head and glasses, which certainly improves the image and is not detracted from glasses. It all by the massive tusks.
I pull out my lip.
No, put the moss over. No, you put the moss over. Ooh, the like tusks, like a beard.
Ooh. Yeah.
Create moss beard.
Mm-hmm. And I've already got the hat, so I just pull that down a little bit more.
Over the glasses.
Shit, do we have... Okay, so I have moss, glasses, my own hat. Is my own hat count for anything?
Is it on your sheet as equipment?
No, it is not. Okay, moss, glasses.
Well, here, look, rather than worrying about the role, I want to know how you're approaching this, and then we can construct what you're
okay,
actually
cool.
doing after
so,
that.
I have suggested, God, can everybody else fit inside of this thing? Like, including Ox?
Absolutely. It's going to look horrendous.
That's fine.
Well, the goblins don't need to be in it, because the goblins can just sneak
sweet,
in.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, it just Ox
they can just disperse, and then just kind of...
disperse, and come back together again.
So, got reins, fake reins, and it's moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Profanius just comes up, trying to do a different voice. I have been
So is that they're not recognized?
Yes. I have been directed by our human gods to go out and find strange creatures and bring them back for the zoo. I have...
Do you mean the director? Like, he's weird about authority, but is he... You don't have to call him a god. That's weird. Well,
yes, the director. And I found this.
Oh my god.
Right.
All right. And she starts like approaching and looking it over and like, what in God's name?
Exactly. Is God's name. And under his breath, way under his breath, it's like, the one true God. The one true God, Paul Alcrock. Just as quietly as possible, he can't help himself.
Like, where did you get this thing?
I stole it from the orcs.
Oh, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. This is it stomach moving?
Yes, God. it's got weird abilities.
It's pregnant.
Weird abilities and pregnant.
That's, oh man, that, it must be, oh god, if it's getting ready to give birth, then we should get that thing inside.
Yes.
We should get it into a pen.
Exactly. I was worried we wouldn't get here before the birth, and then, I don't know.
BJ, I want you to give me a roll for lying about cow pregnancy.
Okay.
I'll give you the loner glasses and moss as disguise. So that's plus two. And I'll give you a use of the cow, because it does feature quite heavily in this.
And what do I need to beat right now?
Right now you're trying to beat a 9.
Oh my god. Oh. Oh my god. It's fine. I'm sorry, it's a 10. It was so close.
Okay. No, the moment you say it's pregnant, you see this woman just immediately go like, oh god, like there are protocols for this. So it just like, it short circuits the actual processing of the brain and goes straight to procedure. So she takes the rein from you and just starts going. The goblins basically, once the door open, like just scamper in behind, like, and she doesn't even clock them. They're just, this happens sometimes, they're not supposed to get in, sometimes they get in. The lions get them. It's fine. She leads you through, and you're in the back of the zoo now, behind a lot of the enclosures. You can see like through the far side where people are looking at the thing, and you're far enough away that no one is really making out that this is a bad cow. As you are led to, let's say, an enclosure with just a couple of buffalo in it. Closest thing where they're just like, we trust this won't attack. And immediately she just sets to setting up an area for the cow to give birth. How do you all want to proceed?
I mean, we're in, right?
Yes.
But they're all looking at us.
Yeah. Well, it's just one birth. Person, right?
It is. Depending how you handle this, you are in an enclosure. The thing about buffalo is like they're immediately cool to see, not interesting animals to watch. You know, there's other more interesting stuff to look at. So this could draw a huge amount of attention depending on how you handle it. But for now, you're sort of towards the back of the enclosure, just hoping that a kid doesn't scream out, "Look, mommy!"
With the goblins.
Mm-hmm.
Using the skill, swarming over blokes, swarm over this woman, knock her out and or kill her, and then steal all her clothes and become her.
No, yeah, Haley, that's the appropriate expression to take.
Identity theft, yeah.
Yeah.
Murder and identity theft, you know, I don't disapprove.
I'm just trying to sort out how you would... You know what? Sure, she's got, like, overalls. She's got, like, a uniform, certainly.
But, like, I could cut off her hair, too, and, like, stick it on the feet.
Yeah. Part of why he smells so bad is because he's sticky. With God knows what.
Well, no. That's because of the honey.
Oh, of course.
Because he's the one that vibrates. Mistake.
Yeah. Yeah, so you've got one skill in this. I'm going to say that the suspicion hasn't gone up because she is so, like, focused on a task at the moment. So your difficulty is still 9. Yes, VJ.
Can I add a sacred parsnip in there to tempt the buffalo to act weird and distract further.
Yeah. Okay. Why not?
I have no idea what these things do. I want to rile up
buffalo.
It's whatever you want.
These are so dangerous.
Listen, I'm trying to get them riled up amongst each other. Like,
sure.
Yeah. No. Anything else we want to add to this general mess of a check? Because right now, as far as I know, we're at 3d6.
I'm inside a cow. I don't.
I have things. I have things. So I've got 3d6 to start with, and I would like to use one more piece of my equipment.
Yes.
Because to knock her out, I've got a brick and a saw. What
does that do? Oh my god.
Yep. No,
so we hit her with the brick and the saw, and then we proceed to steal her clothes and cut off her hair.
We're going to rephrase that to steal her uniform, because it just feels less gross.
Okay, well, that makes you feel better about what's happening.
So wait, of all the things, the weird animal mutilation, but then you draw a line and cutting off her hair.
Yes, because we're doing all of the... We basically have a tacit veil of all time,
is you kill or knock out someone who works in the place and steal their clothes. Like, that's like
the biggest fantasy trope
of all time.
Orla, I agree with you completely. That's why we're all along with this. You want me to stop saying
the word clothes?
Yeah, it makes me mildly uncomfortable that we're going to knock a woman unconscious and strip her. If we say uniform, it puts at least like a degree of separation.
We're not getting her head moment, Dylan. All right.
No, I also think that's really weird, but I also can't argue with it, you know?
That just makes the six goblins in a jumpsuit a lot easier than a trench coat.
That is so much easier.
It's harder to fall out of, a lot more squishy. Okay.
So I now have, between the skill and the parsnip, and also, you know, so I have 4 dice now, yeah?
Yep.
Cool. And I'm trying to beat a 9.
You're trying to beat a 9.
Cutting it a little fine. Exactly 9.
You give it to the player. Okay. She's like starting to like, she set up a little sort of station. She's got like hot water. She's called for people to like start bringing in towels. And she's trying to take up position behind the cow.
It's like, she should bring in towels for this cow birth.
I don't know how cow births work. I grew up on a farm, but we grew soybeons, man.
Your towel's gonna be fucked by the end of this.
Bring in hot water and towels.
Yes, sure.
This is a Victorian novel.
I don't know.
Send all your questions and clarifications about animal husbandry to @ErroranBarkley on Twitter.
You just need a shoulder length glove. That's it.
Sure. Yeah. I'm willing to believe that.
That's true.
That's true. It's real.
Yeah. Cool. I defer to the expert. She calls for a shoulder-length glove then. No towels whatsoever. And immediately, just from behind her, as she's sort of like starting to take up station, starting to get a little bit concerned because this doesn't look like how animals are supposed to be put together, the parsnip flies and bounces off of a buffalo, which does whatever noise buffaloes make. I assume some sort of moo-type sound. Yeah, sort of grumbly. And that just... makes her look up, which means that she doesn't notice the goblins piling to get a little bit more, like, overhead on it. And we just have, like, she looks over, we get the camera on the buffalo, and then there's just the loud BOOM! When we cut to, the zoo worker comes running back and opens the door, and, like, I have the glove, and Goblet is there in a jumpsuit.
Thank you.
Okay.
Takes the glove. Puts it on your head.
Do you need...
Carry on!
Oh, okay. And the door just, like, slowly closes on this worker. We're ratcheting up 3 notches. We're at 6 suspicion, as you are in the back of a buffalo enclosure with a couple mildly irritated buffalo, with a woman sort of hidden, unconscious, in a corner, birthing... the ox and wrench from the back of a artificial cow.
This episode of One Shot uses music from the following artists: Aggressive Tendencies by Rhythm Scott, The South Downs by Moments, Slayer by Kimchi, Valhalla and Pinpuller by Thor, and Hot Sauce by Bobo Renthley. This episode of One Shot was edited and sound designed by Tracy Barnett. You can find more of their work online anywhere at The Other Tracy.
In the universe of Starwall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Starwall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No Kings system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjack's role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.
As always, a humble and hearty thanks to our supporters on Patreon. If you want to help us in a non-monetary way, the best thing you can do is tell a friend. You can also leave us a rating and review on iTunes. Every 5-star review we get helps new people find the show. For the latest OneShot news, be sure to follow me on Twitter at OneShotRPG. Look us up on Facebook at facebook.com/OneShotPod, or look for news on the site at OneShotPodcast.com. If you want to inquire about ad rates, live appearances, commissioning episodes, or you have a general question or comment for the show, contact us at GameMaster@OneShotPodcast.com. OneShot is a production of the OneShot Podcast Network in association with Paracosm Press. Paracosm Press is a Chicago-based tabletop games publisher. You can find more information at paracosmpress.com. Finally, that music, which is right now swelling up over my voice, is Adventure by Be Your Own Pet, courtesy of Infinity Cat Records. See you next time, heroes.